Proverbs 12:15 says, "The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise." We're talking about one of the most difficult deceptions to deal with when it comes to dealing with people. How you look in your own eyes is not important. What is important is how do you measure up in God's eyes? And are you willing to learn from others? I see it when dealing with people on the question of the gospel and salvation. And I see it when dealing with professing Christians. In spite of their claim that they recognize that they were sinners in need of a Savior, and their willingness to receive the counsel of God given in the gospel of Jesus Christ, they seem to have then adopted the idea that now that they're saved, they can get along without submitting to God's wisdom in His Word when His Word contradicts their own opinion. You see Christians who marry without caring about the spiritual condition of their fiancé, and then they want God to fix the mess once they're married. Christians fill their minds with godless entertainment and music, but then wonder why they struggle with their thought life and temptation. Christians neglect God's Word daily and have no real prayer life, but then they think they're just fine in their relationship with the Lord. And Christians refuse to give, as instructed in the Bible, and then they wonder why they struggle financially. On and on it goes. We're not just talking about the unsaved world here. I believe most professing Christians have this issue, this deception, that they need to deal with. It's just sad to see so many professing Christians who are right in their own eyes and reject biblical wisdom and wise counsel. But the worst fool is the unsaved fool, who just keeps convincing himself that he's okay. He justifies himself in his own eyes, but he feels also that he's justified before other men, and that makes him feel good. And that's good enough for him, even though the Bible says he's still lost in his sins. In our expository study of the Gospel of Luke, we saw in Luke 16:15 where Jesus had been derided by the Pharisees. And in response, Jesus said unto them, "Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God." In other words, it's a ridiculous notion that being justified in your own eyes and being justified before other men amounts to anything if you're not justified in the eyes of God. You may be impressed, but your opinion doesn't matter. Only God's opinion matters. The way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he that hearkeneth unto counsel is wise. So the wise man will stop justifying himself in his own eyes and will hearken unto the counsel of God. And God's Word tells us that we can only be justified in God's sight by faith in Jesus Christ. Romans 5:1 says, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." But the fool, who is right in his own eyes, will be among those described in Revelation chapter 20, verse 12. "And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life, and the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works." And sadly, all such fools will face the reality of Revelation 20:15. "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Don't be a fool. Receive biblical counsel and be saved by the blood of Jesus Christ if you haven't already. He died on a cross to pay for all of our sins, the sins of the whole world, and then defeated death when he rose from the tomb after 3 days. If you haven't already, repent of your foolish love for deception and sin, turning with faith toward the Lord Jesus Christ. And if you are saved, then don't act the part of a fool. Always remain teachable and willing to receive biblical wisdom and wise counsel. You may think you are right in your own eyes, but what matters is whether or not you're right in the eyes of God.